Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome to NBA Today, presented by ESPN Bet.
Jokic has it. Clock ticks, got to put one up. Jokic for the win!
Got it at the horn!
I don't know if I've ever seen Nikola Jokic show that kind of emotion.
Oh, Nikola Jokic!
My goodness!
The way they play, the intensity that they play with.
Oh, he caught one!
There's very few franchises that can match that.
I cannot wait. We have a clash of the championship contenders tonight on ESPN. In fact, the Nuggets and the Celtics, they have the two best odds to hoist the Larry O'Brien trophy when it is all said and done. Welcome to NBA Today, presented by ESPN Bet. Austin Rivers, Kendrick Perkins rocking the new threads today
for the occasion.
Zach Lowe is in the building as well, all here to help us get ready for tonight's game and so much more. I'm Malika Andrews. Let's start right there. Is this, Kendrick Perkins, a championship preview in your eyes?
Hell no. It's not.
Really?
Look, I got the Celtics reaching the finals representing the Eastern Conference, but I got the Clippers out west. They're ready. They're strong. Kawhi Leonard, healthy, could be the best player in any series. So, no, I don't have the Nuggets. But I tell you what, this is one of them games, if you're at the crib, get them toes wiggling, get that popcorn out, you know what I'm saying, get them Snickers, you know, that good Dr. Pepper, get ready for the action.
Jesus, it's a lot of action.
Lots of instructions.
Yeah.
Don't take nutritional advice from Perk.
No, please.
Wow, please. All right, we're choosing violence.
This was my final. I have a rule. Okay. I pick a finals prediction before the season, and I stick with it, come hell or high water or injuries or collapses or whatever, and this was my finals pick before the season. So, yes, it's a championship preview. I had Boston over Denver. I can't wait for this game. And, by the way, 20-0 at home, also at stake.
Yeah, absolutely. The Boston Celtics.
I'm so excited. 20,
are you going to be wiggling your toes?
I'm going to be on a flight, so right. I don't feel like that's appropriate.
What about you, Austin?
I'm with Zach. This is the championship preview. I think these are the two best teams in the NBA, 20-0. They're on pace for a 60-win season. Denver has the best put-together starting lineup in basketball with the best player in basketball. I think this is a preview.
The best what?
Best center in basketball.
No, I thought you said put together starting lineup.
They do have the best put together starting lineup in basketball. Denver has the best complementary pieces around their stars.
That's the team that you're about to watch tonight, the Boston Celtics. But I will say this.
No.
Look, when it comes down to the Boston Celtics, right, I watched them smack the Clippers. That was without Kawhi. You know, I watched them run through the whole state of California. And my thing is, when they came out west, my thing is, this is their measuring stick, right? Mm. This is what they want to see. This is what you want to go against. You want to go against the champion to see what you measure up against, especially Kristaps Porzingis.
Well, I think let's narrow it a little bit from the championship because we're still a couple of months away from that. What's your biggest question heading into this bout of heavyweights?
Big fella just hit on one of them, which is, who guards Jokic? You know, do they do the thing where they put Porzingis on Aaron Gordon, as we've seen teams do with their centers, and have him roam as a shot blocker? And if so,
the only thing they could do.
Who guard? Then you're putting Jrue Holiday on Jokic, like they did with Embiid, Jaylen Brown on Jokic. The big fella is, I think, better equipped to handle that than even Joel Embiid is because of his passing and his steadiness with the handle. So I'm interested in that. Let's start there. Start with the best guy on the floor. Who guards him and how?
Yeah, Denver has to use their size. Their front court is an advantage here. They have Aaron Gordon down there, who's a great complimentary piece to Jokic. They don't have anybody to guard him. I understand that Porzingis has length, but we saw with Chet and some of these other guys who are long and lanky, it's one thing to be long and have size. It's another to be able to take the pure weight of someone like Jokic on the block. They don't have an answer for him. Denver's a better starting lineup. I don't know why you even argue me on that.
Let me say this, okay? The Celtics have talked about the what? They have the best six in basketball. So, for some reason, we all forgot about old man Al Horford. And when he goes against against Joel Embiid, ask Joel Embiid how it feels to play against Al Horford.
He does have success.
Okay, very intelligent, very physical. Then battled
37.
Then battled with the best of them when it comes down to the interior. He came in during the same time I came in when you had to go against a Shaq, when you had to go against a Yao Ming. So he might see more minutes. You might see, you know, Joe Mazzulla go to his big lineup. But let me say this. Who the hell is going to guard Jason Tatum? Mm.
I want them to play a little zone.
Right? No, I don't want zone.
Let me say this.
We should. The NBA should ban teams from playing zone.
Now we're just going on.
I've been wanting to get this off my chest for a minute, and he brought it up. They should. They should literally ban teams from playing zone. We are talking about a grown man sport. Man up and play man to man. Nobody want to watch a boring ass game of two teams playing.
That's
zone.
Like telling Floyd Mayweather to not play defense.
No, it's not. That's an individual. That's an individual sport.
So I'm just going to scoot right on
right
by.
On past the zone.
I'm going to scoot right on by all that that just happened. Aaron Gordon will probably guard Jason Tatum, I would imagine. Although that means that someone smaller might be guarding Jaylen Brown. Like that's what the Celtics
Caldwell
do.
Caldwell Pope. He's not a bad defender.
They have matchup. Caldwell Pope is. This is going to be an awesome game. But Perk, you hit on something important. Before the season, before Al Horford became the guy who kind of volunteered, like, you know what, I'll be the guy that comes off the bench, some people within the Celtics talked about, hey, we may be one of those teams where we can tweak our starting lineup based on the matchup now and then. I don't think they're going to do that because their starting five has been so good. But it did pop into my head, like, is this one of those games you maybe plop Al Horford in there and say, tonight you're starting, big fella? I don't think so, but it's a thought.
So I can very easily see this being as a preview of the finals. I think this is a interesting litmus test game that comes at a very interesting point in the season. And for all the teams that we've seen, you know, the best teams see each other on the second night of back-to-backs, all this different stuff, it really feels like we're set up for a very good one tonight. But, Perk, the Boston Celtics, we're not talking about whether or not they win tonight as the most important thing. Their season, do you believe that it is still measured by whether or not success or unsuccessful is measured by whether or not they win a championship?
Hell yeah.
It's black and white.
It's championship or bust, just like it was last year. They didn't get it done. What happened? They bust up the team, right? You trade Marcus Smart. You get rid of Robert Williams, right? And then you get rid of Malcolm Brogdon, who won Sixth Man of the Year. We're talking about the city of champions. We're talking about the city of champions, Celtic pride. It's nothing in between. The same conversation that we have with the Lakers, no matter how old Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown is, you don't take for granted when you have the weapons around you to compete for a title because you don't never know when you're going to get that opportunity again.
I don't think any team in the NBA is under more pressure to win the title this year than the Boston Celtics.
That's the Zach I like.
And like normally I don't like championship or bust, and I do like to fight with Perk, especially on Fridays. But I think, look, you can only get to the top of the mountain and fall down so many times. And they did change the team already last year. But I think, like, this is the best team of the Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum era, period. And I do think, barring injury and all that stuff, that's the standard. Perk's right.
Yeah, they're the team that's the favorite to win. They're the best.
Are they your favorite to win? Do you think
Boston is the best team in basketball?
Do you think the Boston Celtics win a title this year?
Yeah, I do.
Do you think the Boston Celtics?
They were my pick before this.
Okay, so nobody is picking the defending champ Denver Nuggets.
I think they lost a lot when they lost Bruce Brown.
That's not like disrespectful. This was my finals pick, and it would be an awesome series. Somebody has to win.
But Malika, you and I were on the show earlier this part of the season, and you remember I told you. I don't think nobody's going to repeat in the next 15 to 20 years. I just think if you look over the last 5 years, fix your body language.
I don't know.
Repeat? But I'm just saying we have had a different champion every single season.
Yeah.
And when I hear things like, you know, when I see, like, you got to have a different type of mindset to go to finals back-to-back. Like, you got to be engaged. You got to have the same type of hunger.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that Denver don't, but we will see. The sense of urgency got to be.
So why is it different this year for the Boston Celtics, do you think?
I think their team just makes even more sense on paper than it did. I think Porzingis opening the floor has totally changed their team. Joe Mazzulla, second year, more stable on the coaching front.
How stable
and Drew Holiday was a game changer for them to get him.
Asking. You said they're under the most pressure, right?
Yeah.
If Boston doesn't win this year, is that a situation you think of changing the seat in terms of head coach? Or you think that's a long-term play with Joe?
I think it's a long-term play. And it all depends how it looks, right? There's losing badly, and there's losing like a seven-game
card. They can't pull off last year again. Like, that can't happen. It's a finals. It's a finals, or you think something changes.
And then and fallen the way they fell down 3-0.
Yeah,
in Miami,
okay.
It was not okay.
The Nuggets starting five. They have the second best plus minus in the NBA. The Celtics have the third. It feels like tonight we are going to see where these.
We're gonna see some.
I'm wiggling my toes. I got the toes wiggling.
Your toes are wiggling, and I think they probably were the other night too. When you saw, did you see this coming up? This play from Anthony Edwards. It absolutely set the basketball world on fire.
What's up, Sloan?
Last night. Is this the best self-oop our experts have ever seen? Those answers in moments. Plus, as we hit the exact midpoint of the season, is another MVP Joel Embiid to lose? Or is Nikola Jokic on track to get his third? We debate. And we know Jalen Brunson was at it again. Why he could be having the greatest individual season in Knicks history right under our noses.
Don't say it ain't so.
You're watching NBA
Today. Orange and blue skies, baby.
1A, huh?
Now let's talk about the play of the week, the pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
NBA Today is presented by ESPN Bet, the official sportsbook of ESPN.
When we go start shining the light and put some respect on Anthony Edwards' name, we're talking about a guy that really should be the front runner of being the face of the league right after LeBron James. Look, right now, you know what we're watching? The 88-89 version of Michael Jordan. That's what we're seeing out of this young man.
Wow.
Playing both ends of the floor. Ant-Man, we need more. We need more out of him. We need more from us about him.
Perk, you asked us to put some more respect on Anthony Edwards' name. Well, I mean, he left us no choice.
No choice.
After last night. Anthony Edwards, this is the third quarter here. I can't believe my eyes.
Where are you going?
He goes off the backboard. Alley-oop to himself. Take a look at this. His teammates can't believe it.
Oh,
it's
goodness.
It's all five Grizzlies are in the paint at that point.
They don't got no size.
They're in the paint, they're in the poster.
Nobody's going up there to get that ball.
It's just absurd. One more look at this.
You're supposed to go get that perk, big body riding.
Nobody.
Teammates going crazy. Insane. Take a listen to Edwards breaking down the play.
I pretty much just did like a double between the legs, and when I was just trying to get to a spot, like an elbow spot, and he kind of cut me off, and I didn't have nobody to pass it to, and I pump faked, and he jumped, so I was just like, I might as well try it. I seen somebody doing the All-Star game, so I was like, I might as well try it.
So Ant said he'd seen that before, so let's run back some of the best self alley-oops of all time. First up, of course, Vince Carter, 2005 All-Star game here.
You know, it was live, but it was in the All-Star game. Tim Duncan wasn't trying to play.
Well, how about this? Oh. Can I offer you Tracy McGrady?
Yeah, the originator. Yeah. The originator.
2003.
I was at this game.
Against the Raptors. When you saw that in person, what did you think?
Yeah, I remember being a little kid. I've never seen that before in a game. And throw it off the glass.
Breath
in transition.
Like Similac.
And then Kobe like in 2008. Like these are the playoffs, too.
Now that's
good. Fake? In between the traffic?
Andre Kirilenko was no joke on defense either.
Preach.
And then we have LeBron James. This is 2018 Finals.
Yeah, I was sitting right there on the sideline. You didn't see me get up? Watch me get up in the black suit.
Warriors.
Watch me get up.
So the thing is, though, last night, Ant Edwards, he wasn't done. Going ahead here to the fourth quarter, 5:46 left. The Timberwolves up by four at this point as he checks in. Anthony Edwards looking, drives, and then lays it up and in off the glass.
It's just too easy. Look, the patience, deception, snatch back. Camille.
Step back three. Take one more look at this one here, Zach.
Xavier Tillman's trying hard. Just didn't work out for him.
1:40 left to play here. Timberwolves up 10. Anthony Edwards, one more time for good measure. Slams, soars. He is fired up. Take one more look at this dunk and the reaction. What a night for Anthony Edwards. He finished with 28 points. Timberwolves get the win, 118-103. Here's Anthony Edwards after the game.
I know nobody on the other side of the court really could, you know, stay in front of me or guard me. So I knew I was just, you know, BSing down here. So pretty much that's it. I knew nobody could guard me. So I just took it upon myself to figure it out. Kyle Anderson, like, he told me at halftime, man, you got 2 points. You ain't looking like no superstar right now. You're looking like a scrub. So, you know, I had to figure it out.
I mean, it's just silly. No one can guard me. He took a leap, right, in his fourth year in the league, fresh off his Team USA experience this summer. He's on pace to become the first Timberwolves player in history with a season of averaging 25 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. But Austin, you played with him. You had a front row seat to all this. What surprised you, the leap that he's taken from last year to this?
Nothing. When he talks about nobody can guard him, he means that. He has unflinching, unwavering confidence. You can't teach that. There's stars, and then there's stars who have an aura about them. And he just radiates it. He has positivity. His players like playing with him. He controls the locker room. Look what we talked about it yesterday, his relationship with Rudy, what he's been able to do with Carl. Mm-hmm. This guy demands that respect, and he's going out there now and doing it every single night. He is on his best nights. And how he's playing right now, the best guard in the NBA. Yes, I said that. He's a bad man, two-way player, three-level scorer, clutch, can finish at the basket, mid-range, shoot the long ball, off the dribble or catch and shoot. Everything.
Let me just add on to it. I said it yesterday, and I'm going to stand on it. He's the future face of the NBA. Don't come giving me this. He's in Minnesota, small market. No, the market need to follow him. He's in Minnesota. Damn it, that's where we need to be. When it comes down to it, man, it's certain players that you play with that give you that certain type of swagger. You talked about Carl Anthony Towns. Jimmy Butler couldn't pull it out of him.
Yep.
You talked about Rudy. Donovan Mitchell couldn't pull that out of him. And what ended up happening is he leads by example, meaning the way that he addresses his press conferences, the way that he puts in the work, the way that he competes on the defensive side of things and his swagger. So if you don't follow him, then all of a sudden you're going to be, you know, poking out like a sore thumb. And so when I think about Anthony Edwards, just think about this for a second. I watched him in the first half last night. He was just passing the ball. He was letting McDaniels cook, Carl Anthony Towns to cook, because he knew at any given time he could turn up, and he did that. That's growth. That's a man that, hey, I'm telling you right now, the conversation is dead. I don't even want to hear it. He got all the it factors. He saved Adidas. He saved Adidas.
How far can Edwards take this Timberwolves team?
No, first of all, he does have the it factor. And actually, everything you just said reminded me of how we talked about Ja Morant until last season in terms of the aura and all of that, the way he lifts his teammates up, the swagger. I mean, and Anthony Edwards has everything going for him in that regard. And, you know, Austin, you mentioned the confidence. Like, this dude walked into the playoffs at 20 years old and was like, I'm cool. Like, you want me to take every big shot? I'm cool. How far can he take the Timberwolves? That's what you asked me. He could take them to the finals. Like, that's how good they are, and that should be the goal for them. And, look, you mentioned the 5 assists, right, the thing he's on pace for there. He's right at 5 assists and 3.5 turnovers. And if there's one thing I'm looking for from Anthony Edwards and the Wolves in general, when the stakes get high, when the defenses get good, is when Anthony Edwards makes the simple pass, the ball starts popping, and the Wolves get even better. Just like stuff, like just 3 examples from the season. He's really livened up Rudy Gobert's pick and roll game. Just boom, don't force it. You don't have to dance with it every time. Sometimes those awesome one-on-one shots aren't going to go in. Just make the easy play. Here you go, Jaden McDaniels in the court. When Jaden McDaniels gets to do stuff like this, which he's gotten better at, attack closeouts, the Wolves hit another level, and it don't have to be fancy. Here comes a little handoff pitch play with Rudy. Naz Reid's open right next to you. Just give Naz Reid the ball, let him shoot. He can get tunnel vision sometimes, and when he has tunnel vision and it's working and he's cooking, it looks amazing. Mm-hmm. We tend to forget the games when he has tunnel vision and he goes 0-for-4 on step-back jump shots. Just the simple pass. Don't have to be fancy. That be no look over the head. Just those simple passes get everyone else moving, and the Wolves hit a different level.
And that different level, you said, I mean, there's no reason why if he's not playing like this, the team's playing like this, they've been first in the West through the majority of the season, that they can't reach the NBA Finals. Do you agree with that?
I do agree. They're built for it. Tim Connelly is one of the best executives in basketball. He's the guy responsible for putting together that lineup that we always talk about in Denver.
Yep.
And he has been in Minnesota for 2 years now, and he's already built probably one of the other better starting lineups in basketball. We talk about their size. People question Rudy Gobert and Karl Anthony Towns playing together. They are coexisting just fine. The spacing's fine.
More than fine.
Jaden McDaniels, best defensive rating. Jaden McDaniels, we call him Seatbelt, because that's what he does. He puts guys in a nice little tidy spot.
Well, y'all need to call him two seatbelts, because that's how hard he's strapped.
Yeah, and they got Nas off the bench, who is
baby
in the bed.
Seat. That's what you call him.
Baby seat.
Car seat.
But I'm with Zach and Austin. Look, if Anthony Edwards is playing at this level, yes, the Minnesota Timberwolves could go to the NBA Finals.
Crazy.
Am I picking them? No, I'm not picking them, but I would not be surprised. Mm. You know what slipped our mind over this last weekend, the NFL weekend, the playoffs kicked off? You know Anthony Edwards gave the Clippers that work. Mm. 33, spicy, hibachi style, however you want to call it. Whatever you want to do to the Wings, damn it, he done it to the Clippers.
Yeah.
Fully loaded, got the dub, and he handed Denver their first loss. He handed the Celtics their first loss.
Yep.
This team is for real. That man is legit. He's the future face of the NBA.
So you wouldn't be surprised necessarily to see the Minnesota Timberwolves somehow make it to the NBA Finals, but would you be surprised to see the New York Knicks there? Well, coming up on NBA Today last night.
My Knicks.
Again. That Jalen Brunson is Perk's New York Knicks best player. But is he moving into the all-time pantheon of greats in New York? We're going to show you why that actually isn't as crazy as it sounds. Plus, Chet's Thunder, they are a much better team, right, than Victor's Spurs. But he's had a sneaky great season. So at the halfway point, who's the rookie of the year, our experts tell you. And we're going to go back to Ant's awesome throwdown. We got to, right? Is it a lock for the dunk of the year? We're going to show you the challengers. That's ahead. This is NBA Today.
What was that word? Pantheon.
Pantheon.
I got to add that to my vocab.
Ten seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're watching NBA Today, presented by ESPN Bet.
It's a Friday, so let's go coast to coast from across the association on last night's action. We're going to start with the game of the night in Salt Lake City, where the Thunder snapped the Jazz's 6-game winning streak. So this is crazy. A member of the Thunder has top 3 odds to win MVP, Rookie of the Year, Coach of the Year, and Defensive Player of the Year, according to ESPN Bet. Just how great is this course hack?
It's very good, and you know who you didn't mention? Let me say it loud. Jalen Williams is a star. J-Dub is a star, and he lit up Utah. There he is. That dude is a star.
Let's get to Sacramento.
There he is again.
The Kings have failed to light the beam for the 4th straight game after a loss to the shorthanded Pacers. Perk, is it time to panic in Sacramento?
Hell yeah, because something is not happening. I don't know if, you know, Mike Brown got to reestablish himself as a coach. But these last 4 losses has been horrible, especially the one in Phoenix where they were up double figures, 6 minutes to go. They got to figure a way to slide the puppies. get some stops. It's two sides of the ball.
Last up, but certainly not least, we're going to head to the Garden. Jalen Brunson, he scored 20 of his game-high 41 points in the fourth quarter to help the Knicks edge out the Wizards. New York continues to beat the teams it's supposed to beat, right? Moving to 17-0 against teams that are below 500. Austin, how important is taking care of business?
It's vital, especially for the teams in that middle section. You know, they're trying to fight for home court, playoff seeding. It does not surprise me, man. That is coaching Thibodeau, no-nonsense type of coach. We see a lot of teams are usually built around stars. This is one of the few teams in the league that's built around their coach.
You just caught. Yes. What was that reaction?
No, I've 17-0 is impressive. Don't make me do my Tibbs impression on TV.
We're going to do that in just a second. This is also impressive. Jalen Brunson, he got his fourth career game with 40 points, 5 boards, and 5 dimes last night. Only 3 Knicks players have posted that stat line more times in the franchise's storied history. I mean, he's putting up career highs in points, in assists, steals, and three-point shooting on the season as well. The latest All-Star fan vote, it was released yesterday, and Jalen Brunson, he is 6th amongst guards in the East. Mm. You're shaking your head. You've got a problem with that, Perk?
I got a serious problem
Me
with
too.
That.
Yeah,
that's I got tough. A serious problem with that. Like, it's no way he shouldn't be top three.
For sure.
No way he shouldn't be top three. And I understand it's the individual thing and the fans are voting, and I love the fans, right? They are who they are. And we are who we are because of them. But damn it, he should be top three.
It's a popularity contest, man. Jalen Brunson, in terms of star aura, we talked about it with Ant, comparing him to guys like Dame who have been doing it for so long. They got the sneaker, they got the Dame time, they got all the marketing. It's going to be hard for him to beat out those guys, but he's had a better season than him. Right behind Tyrese Haliburton, I have Jalen Brunson second.
Let me speak as someone who's lost a lot of popularity contests in my life. The starting backcourt in the Eastern Conference All-Star Game should be Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson.
There it is.
He should start in the All-Star Game, period.
Yep.
End of story.
End of the period. Yeah, that's it.
The Knicks, they're also 8-2 since acquiring OG Anunoby. That's tied for the best record in the NBA over the last 10 games. And as we see, right, the Pacers stocking up with OG's former teammate, Pascal Siakam, as well. Do you think the Knicks need to make another move here, Zach?
I don't think they need to. It just depends on who's available and what's the price. Because, yes, I think they could use one more high-end talent if they really want to compete and win 3 straight playoff series in the Eastern Conference that is heavy at the top. But this team is really good, as is, and they should not feel a need to just overspend urgently and expend too many of their draft picks that they're saving for a star player. We could wake up and the Knicks could be in the conference finals. That's a thing that can happen. Depending on what seed, now they'll be an underdog in the second round if they get there against any of these teams, Philly, Milwaukee, Boston. But Philly, Milwaukee, you slip up against the Knicks, you play a couple bad games, somebody turns their ankle, whatever it is, you can look up Knicks up 3-2, like, oh my God, it's going to be Knicks-Celtics in the conference finals. That's possible. This team is good and nasty, and they got Tibbs bellowing on the sideline. Low man, go get him.
I love you today.
Yeah, Game of Thrones character.
I'm sorry. I need that one more time.
So when he says low man a lot, which means like low man on the pickup. Yeah. Low man! You'll see it all game long. Go get him!
Yep.
That's how I'm going to
say
it. Sorry,
coach. Hurt, that's you.
You played for him. Do you got one?
No.
I just told you.
Nah.
Hurt, they coming at you. Cross screen.
Cross screen!
Damn. Yeah. I will say this.
Go ahead.
Jalen Brunson dropped 41, 8-8 last night. Please do not give me this nonsense about it was against the Wizards, because we do not keep the same energy when Joel Embiid go and drop 40 against the Wizards and Giannis. So we're going to give the same damn respect to Jalen Brunson. Listen, let me tell you something about this Knicks team. They have the identity. They have the physicality. They have the selfless in this team, meaning they play a gender-free basketball. They enjoy playing with one another. And you know what? They're so deep at the perimeter when it comes to perimeter defense. We forget about a guy like Josh Hart that brings that tenacity, one of the best rebounding guards in the league today on both ends of the floor.
I will say their bench has been struggling since the OG trade.
Watch out for McBride, though. Watch out for the kid McBride.
Deuce is good. Deuce is solid.
A lot of these guys, though, I said it earlier. This team is built around Tibbs. He went and got his guys. They're all two-way players, Josh Hart, DiVincenzo, Grimes, OG. These are guys who like to defend, and that's his makeup.
I mean, hit you.
My only question is, you talk about perimeter on defense. Offensively, other than Brunson, what other guard do they have that can create and score for themselves and make plays for somebody else? Traded him. Quickly's gone.
Hold on, but what I'm saying is this, Malik.
A lot of pressure on.
I'm coming to you now. We talked about this yesterday, Miami Heat. We didn't expect Caleb Martin and Gabe. Hold on. But hear me out. The start of the season, we didn't know who Caleb Martin was. The basketball world did, but the world didn't. I'm asking you, huh? In the playoffs.
Caleb.
Listen.
McBride, bro?
Hold on. But listen what I'm trying to say. Austin. In the playoffs, guys make names for themselves.
Agreed.
I'm telling you, that's the time when guys step up.
Yeah, but Tibbs plays his guys. He doesn't try new stuff in the playoffs. He plays 50 minutes.
I mean, but Zach said 40 minutes. You could look up and the next. We've put like four teams in the conference finals.
Because that's what sports is. Like, it's competitive and unpredictable.
Yeah,
like,
and it feels like the Knicks.
How good is it to not have a favorite right now?
Right, and like, it feels like kind of the Knicks are right there. They get a couple of injury. You know, if they can stay healthy, if there's a couple of other things that break their way.
I think we do. I think the favorites are playing.
Well, no, the favorites, but like, you remember the Warriors, there's a time period where like, we already knew who was going to the finals.
Yep.
It was a question, could someone maybe
Well, that means the league is in a great place. And I need some lotion. My wife just texted me and told me to get some.
All right, we'll get you that. We'll get you that in the
break.
Still to come on NBA today. Don't look now, but LeBron, AD, and company, they're on a win streak, guys. We're going to show you why the Lakers' winning ways could continue for a while. Is that a woo-hoo?
WD-40?
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
James being defended by Bogdanović. Spin, jumper, it goes! Oh, are you kidding me? Seriously? Are you kidding me? Jay-Z going, oh, come on, man!
You're not alone, Jay-Z, Beyonce. LeBron's had some eye-popping plays against everyone through his 21-year career. Tonight's opponents, the Nets included. So it's time now for Setting the Pick, brought to you by ESPN Bet, the official sportsbook of ESPN. The Lakers, they look to get back to above 500 as they face Brooklyn at home. Zach, who you got?
Richard's not here, so I'll do the no disrespect thing. No disrespect to the Portland Trailblazers, but the Nets just got swept by the Portland Trailblazers. The Lakers better damn well beat the Nets.
Okay, so you guys are picking the Lakers as well. All right.
Yeah, man.
Everyone's going with the Lakers. But here's the thing. It's not just tonight that you'd assume the Lakers might be able to pick up a win. They have only one game left this month against a team with a winning record. Look at this. You got the Nets, the Blazers, the Clippers. That one's going to be tough. Bulls, and then Warriors, Rockets, Hawks. Austin, what do they need to do in this stretch to make you feel good about them kind of maybe being at, once again, what am I going to say, Zach, a turning point in their season?
Well, listen, if they're going to double down on this starting lineup and go scoring, then I want to see these guys score the ball consistently. I want consistent. We talked about D'Lo's lack of consistency. We need that more from him. I need Reeves to play the way he's been playing. I need something from Cam Reddish. I need something from Torian Prince. I need something from all these role players. We know what we're going to get from LeBron James and Anthony Davis. They've been doing it for a long time now. We've seen them win a championship. These other guys, these pieces that Pelinka got hailed as executive of the summer, putting this cast together around these two, you need to see them play at a high level so they can make this run again. And they got to take advantage of the schedule.
Keep running the offense through Anthony Marshawn Davis.
Oh, we're going middle name.
That's it. That's it.
How many games can they afford to lose in that stretch?
The Clippers. I feel like the Clippers go get their lick back because they beat them a couple weeks ago.
Right.
Good call.
To be ready.
Just rhythm. I want to see rhythm. To Austin's point, like, you've settled on this lineup now. They seem to be figuring out when and where to play Vanderbilt and who to put him on. Just keep playing well, and so that you don't have to – we don't wake up in a week and it's like, oh, another new starting lineup for the Lakers. Like, get in a rhythm. And, look, whatever amount of games they win or lose in this stretch, whether it's one or two – you better start making some headway because the West is no joke, and like it's unforgiving just to get into the top six.
There really is no wiggle room there, especially for the Los Angeles Lakers. It starts tonight. We all picked LA. Who are you picking? Download the ESPN Bet app to get started. New customers receive $100 in bonus bets.
Worried about that
place their first sports book bet.
Don't make you download the app, I don't know what will.
For the Lakers Nets tonight, we have the two title favorites facing off at TD Garden. Boston has yet to lose there this season, remember. So we're going to dig a little bit deeper into this matchup. We're going to look at a few categories between these two championship contenders and see where y'all fall on this. All right, you ready?
Sure, don't have a choice.
We're going to start with the best duo, Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Zach.
Come on now. These guys just won the championship, and they are they're an actual duo, a pick-and-roll combination that works together. These guys are sometimes a duo, but sometimes Jason Tatum's partner is somebody else. Has to be these guys.
I'm with Zach on that. It's not just pick-and-roll. It's the two-man game overall. They have mastered it. They have set the tone for what a big and a guard or wing should look like.
Why are you grimacing, Austin?
I hate to play devil's advocate.
We'll play.
I got to go with these two right here. I think from an aesthetic standpoint, oh, no, I'm over here, baby. I'm with Boston.
Sheen is sending you a message.
I know. I'm sorry. Listen, I play with these two. They're great. They work better. They're more complimentary, no doubt. This might not be as pretty, a lot of ISO, but these guys have gone to the finals. They've gone to the conference finals. Every year we say if it's not finals, it's a bad year for them because these two are the baddest duo that we've seen for the past how long? Couple years? 3-4 years? They've been most consistent.
All right. I'm well, let's go guys. A little bit bigger
it's not
picture
crazy.
Then. The best starting five. Perk, who you got?
Swing it over here.
Can I just kind of just walk over
swing
there?
Swing to the left. Yeah. Crisscross. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to walk over here.
I'm going with the Boston Celtics. I mean, look at this right here. You have Jason Tatum, a guy that's in the MVP conversation, a front runner in my eyes. Jaylen Brown, arguably the best two in the game on both sides of the ball. And then you have this man right here, Derrick White, right? The most underrated player in the league.
Some is poking him in the face.
Some is calling for him to actually make the All-Star game. And then Drew Holiday, the best defender in the league on the perimeter. And then you got Kristaps Porzingis.
I'm guessing you came over here for a reason, Austin.
Come on, man. We're going with the champ. I'm going with the Nuggets. They are the best put together starting lineup. All of them have a purpose. All of them have a role, and they all complement each other well. Best passing big ever in basketball. We got his dynamic duo that y'all just chose over those two, right?
Yeah, you chose.
Great complimentary piece, Aaron Gordon, who looks like he was made to play with Nikola.
Yeah.
Great defensive 3-and-D guy. And then you got one of the best knockdown shooters who spaces the floor so these guys can do their pick and roll. I'm going with Denver.
Split the difference for me, Zach.
So I haven't seen Chinee this week. Chinee, we love you. In honor of you and your waffling, I am going to waffle and call it a tie between the two best lineups in the NBA. This lineup has been better this season. It's the most exciting lineup in the NBA, but this gets grandfathered in because these guys won a championship, and this is this is like a magical chemistry experience. Stop yelling at me.
I literally just told you I love you today.
And I called you Zach Nash.
I can't
and that's his
emotional roller coaster.
All right, home court advantage, right? It's certainly going to play a factor, especially when we start talking about the playoffs. The Nuggets, they have the altitude. As it stands today, the Celtics are 20-0, which is wild at home. Austin, who's got the advantage?
Well, the Celtics. I know they got the elevation, and that can be a lot to deal with in terms of breathing. But, Perk, you know better than anybody. There's something about that Boston fan base. When they get going in there, I think they have the best crowd in basketball.
Well, it's been that way for since the beginning of the time, and it's not even close. Put my name over here by me. This is where I'm standing at. Look, when this crowd gets into it, it's a reason that they 20-0. You get chills. You get goosebumps when you playing there. You can feel it in your veins and your soul when you playing there.
You can also feel the altitude in your soul. But, you know.
So none of all veins and souls and lungs and all that stuff, none of that helped the Celtics in the playoffs last year when they were horrible at home for a good team. And these guys couldn't be beat at home in the altitude and rolled everybody in the playoffs. What are you thinking? They got a 20-0 is cute in the regular season. The answer is the Denver Nuggets.
All right. We got one for Denver, two for Boston. But I can't wait for tonight's game. Our ESPN NBA Friday doubleheader. We started off with the Nuggets, the Celtics at 7:30 Eastern. Ooh, that's going to be great. And then LeBron James and the Lakers host Mikal Bridges and the Nets. Coverage begins with NBA Countdown at 7 and 10 o'clock Eastern.
Zach, you know you can kick your shoes off on the plane.
Coming up next, Anthony Edwards' masterpiece, the dunk of the year. We show you the others that make a strong case. You're not going to want to miss it. This is NBA Today.
NBA Today is presented by ESPN Bet, the official sports book of ESPN.
It's Friday, so that means let's have some fun. It's our favorite game, Who Said That? We are going to take some quotes, look at them, the ones that caught our attention, and ask our esteemed contestants, Who Said That? Austin, you're new to this game, so take a look. Here are the current standings so you know the competition that you are going up against. Kendrick Perkins leads the way. Zach Lowe in second place. So I think that means, Zach, we're going to give you a chance
Richard,
to kick it off for us. First up, which player said this about playing their former team? Quote, it was good to come back and kick their Who said that? Was it Dylan Brooks?
Oh, man.
Was it Malik Monk? Or was it DeJounte Murray?
DeJounte Murray. I'm going DeJounte
Murray.
I literally have no idea, but I'm going DeJounte Murray.
Was it DeJounte Murray?
No.
I would have got that wrong, too.
Take a listen.
I don't think I had one yet, so that was good to come back and kick their ass like we did.
Sorry, Zach. Try again next time.
I mean,
time.
We're bragging about being the Hornets?
Well, I mean, it was personal for Malik Monk.
Yeah, sometimes you need something to
I missed that one.
Get your right. Get your spirits up. This week might we've stepped our game up this week. All right, Perk, are you ready? This is next up. After a recent blowout loss, this coach was asked how they kept the game even close. And the answer was, quote, what? Are you on drugs? Was it Greg Popovich? Was it Rick Carlisle? Or was it Will Hardy?
You know what? This is a battle of the old heads right here. Damn it. You know what? Rick Carlisle, he been saying some crazy stuff lately. I'm going with Rick.
Yeah!
Does Zach get to move up the standings? Was it Rick Carlisle? Sorry, Perk.
That's Pop?
So cool.
That's Pop.
Were you on drugs? Even game? Huh? Come on.
Oh.
Nothing like Pop.
Nothing like Greg Popovich. Sorry, Perk.
They kicked our ass.
Oh, there is nothing like Greg Popovich. All right. Sorry, San Antonio Spurs. Austin, do you have the hang of the game?
I think I do.
All right, next up. Which GM, when asked whether if they could be less emotionally attached to players and colder when making trades, said, quote, colder than I am now? I mean, goddamn. Was it Masai Ujiri? Was it Danny Ainge? Or was it Daryl Morey?
I'm going to go Mr. Ujiri.
Okay. Was it Mr. Masai Ujiri?
That was a layup. He's
the only one that made a trade.
Daryl Morey's always doing something.
Do you think it would benefit you to be a bit colder?
No.
Be able to...
Colder than I am now? I mean, goddamn. Like...
What a question.
They hate you when you're not you. What is it? They hate you when they ain't you? Is that what it is?
I don't know.
I'm the only one that gets one right now. They're saying you're teeing me up. Well, first off, appreciate you.
No, I got you. See, I just wanted to make sure you got a hang of it before you played. Well done. All right, this last one is for everyone, but especially Kendrick Perkins and Zach Lowe to try to get their lick back here. Which player said, quote, I texted coach, this Lamborghini is ready for any type of minutes a game. Was it Anthony Edwards? Was it Patrick Beverley? Or was it OG Anunoby?
Go, Zach.
I'm going to go Ant.
Was it Ant? Was it?
I'm going with Patrick Beverley.
Was it Patrick Beverley?
No chance it was OG Anunoby.
Well done.
He's talking about Lamborghini.
This is something that he was saying.
This was said in the locker room. So
I love Pat Beverley, but he's not a Lamborghini.
He's definitely, he's bought like a
you know what?
Yeah, and it's an actual Lamborghini.
He's like a Volvo. He's like an Altima. Ability. Austin, we'll get you on the leaderboard next time.
Richard might end up winning just by not participating.
No, he won't. No, he won't.
40%. We're falling towards.
How did I drop? I just got one right.
That's your extra credit. It's a different category. We're not going to hand out the award for this game yet. We still have to play the rest of the season. But we are going to hand out some other awards because the All-Star break. We're going to get it up there, Austin. Don't worry. You got to play.
It's
a minimum two games played. It's a month away, but this weekend is the official midpoint of the NBA calendar. So we're going to give out some mid-season awards.
Okay.
Okay.
You bopping, you vibing, you're
feeling
ready?
Feeling good.
Yeah.
41 games, Austin, you're mid-season. So that means up until this point, it's not a prediction for who's going to win at the end of the year. Your mid-season rookie of the year is who?
I'm going with Wembanyama.
Kirk, help him out.
Victor, man. There we go.
Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah.
I like him for the reasons that Chet has or doesn't have, I guess. Chet is with the team that's more built around him. They're in a playoff situation. It's more tailor-made for him to have success. Victor's out here having success. He doesn't even have a point guard, per se. He's got Jeremy Sochan throwing him lobs. He's making magic with what he's got to do, and he's still putting up career numbers with all the pressure on him. I mean, we've never seen a player cover like him. All we did is talk about this guy all summer. He's coming through. He's putting up numbers. I have him winning Rookie of the Year.
As Austin indicates, this is like not just apples to oranges. This is like apples to broccoli in terms of like winning team, losing team, no point guards, tons of awesome guards. I'm going Chet for now because the numbers, the efficiency shooting and his rim defense has been outstanding on a team that's actually playing for something. I'll go Chet, but it's going to be close.
This is an individual award. This is not like the MVP where your team has to be winning games. I'm going with Wimby.
Okay.
The man is averaging 19 and 10. He hasn't disappointed us in one time this season.
Well,
special moments, special highlights, big numbers. And when he went at Giannis, that was enough for me.
That was the game
that
of the year.
Excellent.
Or the Suns game.
Since you brought up MVP, then let's do it. Mid-season MVP, Kendrick Perkins. Again, this is not at the end of the year. This is right now.
I know the big fellas are going to be mad at me, but right is right. Damn it, wrong is wrong. I'm going with Jason Tatum. Averaging 28, 8.5 rebounds, close to 5 assists. Best team in the league, best record in the league. Yes, he sacrificed 2 of his points because he averaged 30 last season. But damn it, we got to set some type of criteria. And right now, Jason Tatum has fallen under the radar, and he should be the front runner for MVP. He's my front runner.
Not a bad pick, but I'm going with the most dominant player in basketball. Mm. I'm going with Joel Embiid. We're talking about a nightly toll on his body and what he puts up every single night. He's the best player in basketball right now.
It's still Joker for me. Embiid has been the best player per minute, but he's played 12 fewer games and 400 fewer minutes. That's a lot right now, so I'm going Joker.
Oh, well, how about this is not an official award, but it feels like it should be. We need to do a little dunk of the year. We showed it earlier, Anthony Edwards. I mean, this was a dunk contest level dunk last night. And then, I mean, this is an all-time career highlight. I can't see it enough times. Since we're doing mid-season awards, is this the best dunk of the season so far, Austin?
No. It is a great dunk.
What?
Love you, Ant. You know you're the slime, but that is not the best dunk of the season. You want me to go into which one is?
Yes.
How about my guy right here, Shaedon Sharpe, over Kessler?
Huh. What? That was a noise.
Goodness.
That was some kind of noise.
Look at this.
Yeah, I thought I was
going to say that. That was a little Zach Nasty. But look, my man is above the rim on a contested dunk. Seven-footer shot blocker counts for something. I'm going Shaedon Sharpe.
And his fingertips wasn't, you know, wasn't a fingertip.
What about you, Zach?
Leaned into it.
Way back early in the season, Malik Monk
I knew you were
inflicted
gonna go there.
Violence. Yeah. Violence on Chris.
But that was
Dunn.
A setup dunk.
It doesn't matter.
God, the violence. Like I can't even watch it. Look away. Look how he winds. And he's a little guard, too. Look how he winds up. I know it's set up. I know that. But that is, that's mean.
And Kendrick Perkins, what about yours?
I'm going with Wimby. Look, I mean, come on now.
It's
the
like
point.
Man, I'm about to get out of here.
No, you
what
can't.
What the hell is
what
that?
What do you mean? Look at this.
He might as well have a glass of wine in his left hand. It's so casual.
I mean,
Austin, you can get out of here. The show's over. Yeah. Enjoy your weekend.
Don't you got a flight to catch?
We'll see you on Monday.